Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Woo, the eagles fly. I'll let that play a little bit this morning because, as we know, coming up tomorrow night is going to be President Joe Biden addressing the nation in his State of the Union. The State of the Union address is tomorrow night. And when you look across the globe right now and you look across our country, that's the question for you this morning. How do you feel about our quote-unquote State of the Union? Where are you at? What do you think about where we are right now as a nation in our State of the Union? Welcome to What's on Your Mind Radio. Chris Burke sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennen. We're good for any Kevin with us, as well as is Todd the Radio God with us as well today?
I think Todd is back, but I don't think he's on with us today. I think that he's in a meeting. I think he's at the same meeting Scotty's at in Bismarck. I'm not sure. But yeah. I don't think we can. Is the delay on? Because I can't tell you what the State of the Union is unless the delay's on. Because we are, you know what?
If
it keeps going, we are, you know what?
If you want to call into the show and share your what's on your mind as far as your thoughts on the State of the Union, number to do so is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So Senator Kevin Cramer texted Scott and I, and he said that the Wall Street Journal is going to be doing like a preview piece on the State of the Union. So I said, hey, we would love to know, you know, what do you want us to print? What do you want us to put in the piece? Because, you know, we all love Senator Kevin Cramer. He did not hold back. It was basically like, look, if he would just come out and stand up and say, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing here. I apologize. I should just completely reverse course of the last. This is the most shocking piece. I mean, it's been, a little over a year that this guy's been in office, right?
Oh, I know.
And I remember when you guys were looking for a new Rush Limbaugh sit-in. I had a chance to host, I think, a week of shows or something like that for that.
Yep.
And that was at 4 months in, Kevin. I will never forget this because I came in here and I sat down and I said, 4 and 44. Those are the magic numbers for the day. 4 and 44. And I thought, we're 4 months into this debacle, and it was already going downhill. I thought, there's no way this thing can go downhill any faster because it's already, you know, just deteriorating at such a rapid rate. Boy, how wrong was I? I mean, this thing is just going downhill. Like, you might
look around the guy. These aren't real people. These are people that somehow, you know, manufacture their own narrative, their own headlines, and then they actually believe it. And then they act on it. And then the actions have consequences. And now we're seeing that. These aren't real people. Look at Biden. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
what a creature of the swamp. Look at all of them.
The thing that frightens me the most is that they're at a point now that they can lie to us and they don't even blush.
They don't even blush. They believe it. They say it. And then they act on it, which is the most scary part. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to nominate. Imagine if you somehow reanimated Martin Luther King Jr. and you said, sir, guess what? We're going to nominate a Supreme Court justice only because she's a woman and she's black. He would shake his head at you and say, shame on you. Shame on you for that. But that's what, you can't make it up. We are making it up.
Last week, I'm watching one of the press conferences, and as we all know, you know, oil over $100 last week, first time since 2014. It's hovering around $100 today as well. And we know President Joe Biden says, hey, we're not going to, you know, do any oil production on federal land. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline. They're still trying to, you know, dibble with the dapple. Dibble with the dapple.
Because
we know we're not doing anything to really pump more oil here domestically. And yet the President of the United States stands up and says, I and we and my administration are doing everything we can to lower gas prices. And I'm like, what? You're not doing anything to lower gas prices. And he doesn't even blush. It just comes out like, you know what? I'm going to lie to you. You're going to believe it. And good luck, because you're going to continue to pay $4, $5, $6 a gallon in some places across the country for a gallon of gas.
And what's sad is, and there's a very small percentage of the American people that actually believe him, that actually go, Joe Biden, the president said, wake up. Please, wake from your slumber, because we need you. It can't be, it's not real.
I mean, we all know the idea of peace through strength. And, Craig, we're going to get to you in a moment. Again, if you want to call into the show, the number 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And let's just look at peace through strength. Again, I think one of the things that President Trump said at CPAC over the weekend is the fact that under George W. Bush, Russia attacks Georgia. Under Obama, Russia takes Crimea. Under President Trump, what did Russia do? Nada.
Nothing.
Nada, right? I mean, they didn't do anything. And yet, what does the mainstream fake news media tell us? Oh, Russia. I mean, Trump and Putin are like buddies. It's like, it was such a psyop, a psychological operation. We've talked about that before. And now here we are under weak Biden, where Russia then goes and attacks Ukraine. So, number one, peace through strength. President Trump did not get us into any wars. Number two, we were energy independent. We were actually exporting oil for the first time in, what, 70 years?
That's why you're not going to convince me that a big part of this isn't all part of their plan. Somehow, Putin, look, this isn't a war. This isn't even an invasion. There's a bunch of troops and a bunch of equipment on the Ukrainian border to raise tensions. Now, he knows, first of all, if the play is, we want to make money on this deal. Oh, it's a profit deal. Okay, shut down the pipeline, cancel all the federal leases, cripple the Bakken, cripple the WTI, cripple West Texas, cripple guys like Harold Hamm. Then we can come in. I know what we'll do. We'll put a ton of troops on the border in Ukraine. We'll raise tensions in the market. We provide 1 out of every 10 barrels to the United States anyway. They got to buy more. We'll make sure you get a kickback. We'll make sure you get something on it. Look at where oil is. This is like exactly according to plan if you were planning this. And Putin's making billions a day on this.
And one of the things I want to encourage people, which we're going to be talking about in the next segment here, is please understand what's happening to the dollar. Right? Remember, 1971,
right.
Nixon says, this whole gold thing, I don't think we need that anymore.
Just print it.
So then we become the petrodollar. Now look what's happening, obviously, within the petro markets. My point to you is that you've got to start to understand what's coming. If you've ever read the book called The Fourth Turning, you knew this is where we were going to be. If you haven't read it, I would encourage you. It's called The Fourth Turning. It's phenomenal. My point is this, is that in the next segment, we're going to get into this crypto conversation. You may or may not like crypto. That's fine. Just understand that you at least want to be educated about it, because we don't know what's going to take place with the U.S. dollar. If you don't think Russia and China are doing everything in their power to remove, the only reason the United States has got the power we do is because obviously we're the world reserve currency. If you don't think China doesn't want the yuan to be the world reserve currency, then guess what? I got a great beach house, you know, in Wahpeton for you as well, right? So I'll be happy to sell it to you. We had Craig on. Craig, I apologize. We were kind of getting to you, but go ahead, call back into the show. It's 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. So let's talk about freedom. If you're going, you know, if you're going to destroy the truth, what would you do? If you're going to actually get rid of the truth, what would you do? Well, one of the simplest things you would do, obviously, is you would shut people up. You would stop people from being able to share their points of view. Are we there right now? Yes. When you look at big tech, there's no doubt about it that your First Amendment rights, your ability to go out and speak and share the truth, because we've seen the decentralization of media. Right now, we're in this huge decentralization of the media, DeFi, decentralization of finance, decentralization of education, decentralization. I mean, it's everywhere. So my point is, is you're going to get rid of the truth, number one, by shutting people up. And secondly, now that I've got the thumb of tyranny on you and you can no longer speak, i.e. Canada truckers, right, what's the next thing that I can do to put the thumb of tyranny under you? And we've been talking about this for quite some time now with these ESG scores, social credit scores, is you start to empower the central banks. And when I saw in Canada that little Justin Trudeau, little Justin, stood up in front of the nation and said, hey, because you don't agree with me, I am now going to implement the Emergencies Act here in Canada, and I'm going to tell private sector banks
yep.
that they're going to deny you yep. access to your own money. If that doesn't tell you that you need to DeFi, in other words, get yourself to be your own bank through crypto, I don't know what else is, folks. It's not for everybody. I understand that. All I'm saying is please educate yourself so you can position yourself as your own bank through crypto so that you can at least have something of value that you can access on your own. We come back. Joe from Minot, stick around. Number to call into the show, 800-228-0550.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Now, I don't have every product that Mike makes. I do have the premium pillow, the body pillow, the slippers, the sheets, and the towels. But that's all. That's all we have. And they're all fantastic.
And the honestly. Mattress is on order.
Yeah. Seriously, we're looking at it. We're looking at it. I'm not going to jump into that quite so fast, but ever I tell you, you'll love the slippers. The towels are amazing. The sheets are like silk. And they're, the sheets and the towels, by the way, on sale right now, up to 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Always the promo code is Scott, as in Hennen, S-C-O-T-T. You just enter the promo code and shop away. But, yeah, the six-piece My Pillow towel sets are $39.99 right now. And the sheets are discounted as well. They make a – my neighbor has – our foster dog, Finn, has a My Pillow pet bed who just still loves it.
It's so, just genius. Yeah. What
really, it really is. And what a great guy. Did you see him go off? By the way, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Did you see him go off on the CBS reporter at CPAC?
No.
Oh, man, you've got to see it. Called him a traitor, said you're disgusting, said you people are traitorous the way and this guy kept trying to ask him a question. And he's all of a sudden Mike's going, traitor, traitor, and everybody's chatting with him. That was great. I know it's all over social media, but it was really kudos, Mike. Appreciate it. So Scotty's off today, Chris Berg and I hanging out. Good to have you, buddy.
It's great to always be here. You and I have so much fun. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate you spending your Monday mornings with us, or any morning for that matter. So thank you so much for calling into the show, texting into the show. We're asking you about tomorrow night is the State of the Union Address. And when you look at where we've come in just the last 18, 24 months, I mean, think about, you know, granted we were going through COVID, and yet we were energy independent, wages were up across all different demographics. I mean, things were moving in the right direction. And then you look at today now we're, you know, potentially on the brink of World War III. Oils, you know, hovering around $100 a barrel, inflation at the highest level in 40 years. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. And I think we are beginning to understand what leadership really looks like, or doesn't look like. That's a better way I should say it. And when people don't understand peace through strength, you know, I love when President Trump, remember the Twitter wars he would get into, and everyone was so offended because he'd say, hey, guess what, Kim? My button's bigger than yours and mine works. What did Kim do, right?
That was great.
He would back down. And you know what? Do you remember this picture when, and I thought about this morning, when Trump went to the UK and he sat in Winston Churchill's chair?
Yep. I remember that.
I think Trump knew, because I think he's so far ahead of people. I think he knew, because right now to me, Biden's Neville Chamberlain. Like, oh, yeah, this Vlad guy, he's a good dude. Like, he's Neville Chamberlain. And Trump,
truly.
Trump is Winston, right? Like, hey,
we're not going to take any of this. We're going to get after it.
Well, Trump's an outsider.
The only difference is
Trump doesn't buy any of it because he's out. He knows it's a swamp.
And Trump doesn't drink like Winston did. I mean, Winston, right. He would tip a few back and I'd be like, oh, you know what? Let's go send out some more ships. All right, let's get to the phone call here. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. 800-228.
I was going
to
tell you, 228-0550 about peace or strength. I saw a meme and it showed Pee Wee Herman standing at the door of a nightclub as the bodyguard. And then it showed this great big dude standing at the door of the nightclub as the bodyguard. Who keeps the peace at the nightclub better? Pee Wee Herman or the great big dude that can beat up eight guys at a time?
You do voices really well. Can you do Pee Wee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
How's it going? Chris Berg, everybody.
All right, let's get the... Joe, and my Joe, what's on your mind?
Ball, baby. What do you want? Hello, Joe. Oh, okay. I guess we have to do that. Hang on.
No. Yeah, we're new at this.
No, we're good. There we go. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe, we missed you, buddy. What's on your mind, sir?
Start over.
Yeah. It's actually John, but...
John, I'm sorry. John, yeah.
No problem.
It's Monday.
Say that Kevin was dead on the strategy that this administration is implementing. I mean, they're doing everything to support Russia and nothing to support the United States. I think I would just be great if Joe would just take off the veil and say that he is a communist Marxist supporter. You know, I'm not saying he's communist. I'm not saying he's a Marxist, but he sure in heck is supporting them. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Do you know that last month we canceled an agreement that we were going to support security for a Mediterranean natural gas pipeline from Israel and Cyprus to Europe? And we have dropped the security. The Energy Department did. And it's unbelievable.
I saw that. Yeah, So he's basically screwing Israel over, too, because that would have been a way for Israel to...
Oh, yeah.
Sell that to the Europe.
And Cyprus.
The European Union, yeah.
Yeah, we could have supplied all, or Israel could have supplied all the natural gas Europe needs. We could have supplied all the oil Europe needs. We have no need for Russia. Russia can go wherever they want. Putin can end up hiding in a basement. But I just want to do everything to support Ukraine. And I'm going to ask everybody to think about finding a Ukrainian flag and fly it. You know, we can't do much as citizens here in North Dakota. But we can fly the flag, we can find the organizations, and we can donate. I can guarantee you there's a lot of ex-military guys, very highly skilled, that are heading over there this week.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, to train. You know, they're not necessarily going to get in the war. They will train and train on counteroffensive. Yeah. Putin's just going to hate the day he walked into Ukraine. He can flatten all the cities he wants. But just like what happened in St. Petersburg in Russia during World War II, the people will stand up and drive him out no matter what.
John, thanks for the call. I think the distinction, though, and as you go back to Kevin's, you know, Pee Wee Herman analogy, is the fact that back in the day, right, Hitler didn't have nukes. Putin's got nukes. So there's a different stature now when you know that, hey, somebody can go and fly something over and kill massive amounts of people. We don't know how stable Putin really is. One other thing, let's get to the next phone call here, but one other thing is that he talked about helping people in Ukraine. I don't know if you start with the weekend because we're talking about freedom.
Yeah,
freedom.
Period.
And the fact that there was $10 million donated in crypto to Ukraine to help those guys do what they needed to do. So let's get to Scott in Valley City. Scott, welcome to What's On Your Mind. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. Donald Trump earlier last week or whenever they invaded Ukraine, he was saying how Putin was a genius and how Putin's so smart and he's got secret talks with him that he's his buddy and all this crap or whatever. How do you justify talking about why do you think that he's going to, if Trump was in charge, there'd probably be a World War III and he'd be for it. There's Russians that are demonstrating that don't want supporting Trump or Putin, but you guys are pretty much supporting Putin when you guys are bragging about Trump all this crap or whatever, you know?
Scott, let me ask you a quick question. You're kind of cutting in and out. Did you hear my piece about George W. Bush, Obama, and Biden by chance?
I try not to listen to your information.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, sir, so we can be respectful. How many wars did Donald Trump get us into? Exactly. Zero. Zero. But let me remind people, when George W. Bush... Excuse me, sir. When George W. Bush was president, Russia attacks Georgia, right? Under Obama, Russia takes Crimea, and now we see what's happening in Ukraine. But yeah, let's not be on the Trump train.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere, Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Monday edition. All I know is we kick February to the curb tomorrow. Welcome March, and then you get
Yahoo.
St. Patty's Day coming up. We spring ahead. Got a little first day of spring coming.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
Changing the clocks.
All about that. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA across the neighborhood. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking, fantastic. Literally from Valley City to Glendon and points beyond. And it's Monday, so any of the fresh-baked muffins that they've got are only 99 cents today. Those big Mac Daddy blueberry and pickle ones they do.
Beautiful.
So good. And then the 4 for $4 is my favorite. And I love what Glendon does on occasion. But mostly for me, it's either the chicken strips, which I love their chicken strips, or their little popcorn chicken deals they got, nuggets. Or they do the 4 for $4, which is a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two of those homemade cookies, $4 every day, all day at all PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Online at PetroServeUSA.com.
Those Chris cookies, like, I could take those cookies, like, intravenously, man. It's just, give me, like, half a dozen. It's just, I don't know what they do to them, but they're incredible.
I'm a chocolate chip guy, but my kid loves the white chocolate ones. So I'll always get a chocolate one and a white chocolate one. I'll come in and like, hey, he'll look at him, I'll throw him one. He's like, oh, solid. He's like, oh, yeah.
So, he's like Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
donuts. All right, we got to do this fairly quickly because we got a great interview from Scott Hennon with the granddaddy of the Bach and Harold Hand. Let's get your phone call. Mike out of Fairbanks, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, there he is. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
We got you, sir.
Okay, I'm going to light up the lines here, you guys. I'm going to make some enemies here, but I don't care. John's dead wrong. Putin is not as bad as everybody thinks he is. He repented. He wants to end communism. He's denazifying Ukraine. I think your senators, like up here, Murkowski, I think Kramer and Holden are part of the problem. They're warmongers. They're part of the inflation because the way they vote on the stimulus with no audit. I'm disgusted with these guys. You guys, anybody who thinks your senators are not rhinos are mistaken. Putin, I heard his speech. He does not want Russia to turn into like America with the LGBTQ, trannies, men in sports, women's sports, the CRT, global warming, NATO. And do you know Ukraine has been funneling trillions of dollars through the World Bank in Ukraine to help the Biden crime family? They're selling babies out of the embassy. It's nothing but they kill their own people. They've been fighting their own people for 8 years. I'm glad Putin went in there. And he's not going to go beyond Ukraine. He can't afford it. And if you notice, his heavy armament is not in Ukraine. So that John guy that was on earlier is totally wrong.
Well, we will see how this thing plays out, because I know that there are things going on. I shouldn't say I know. My gut tells me that there's things going on behind the scenes where Russia and China are getting more cozy, and I can almost guarantee you that Erdogan out of Turkey is going to play the rope-a-dope with NATO and be like, yeah, we need to stand up to Russia, when really, remember, Turkey bought Russian missiles a while back and for the defense system, and so I guarantee you those two are in communication behind the scenes. And if there's going to be a World War III, which if you read the fourth turning, I think we're on the brink of, watch Turkey. Watch Turkey. Just pay attention to Turkey. That could be the lever point, the catalyst to sort of what's next in this scenario. All right, we got to get to this interview with Harold Hand, the granddaddy of the Bakken, CEO of Continental Resources. He caught up with Scott Hannon, I believe it was late last week. Roll the tape.
My friend Harold Ham's on the campus of UND, where a couple of years ago he became Dr. Harold Ham. What's it like being on the campus of the University of North Dakota?
Well, it's always good being in North Dakota and wherever you're at, and especially here on UND campus.
The core library here played a pretty instrumental role in the learning curve for Continental Resources, didn't it?
It did. It was amazing that the foresight and vision that they had set this up a long time before oil was found. And some of the cores we looked at was instrumental. I never will forget. Excuse me. Looking at one log and that had a show down in Three Forks, and I was wondering how did that show get down in Three Forks. Well, sure enough, we drilled it and it was productive, and that's how it got down here.
That's a good memory.
Yeah, that's a good memory. And there's a lot of other good memories. Looking at the Bakken Rock, helped us envision somewhat what we would be dealing with up here as we developed this Bakken field.
Well, you have assessed well the Bakken at about every stage, and here we are in 2020. What some have called it recently a mature play. Others have pushed back on that. What's the state of the Bakken right now?
Well, Bakken development arts will be going on 10 more years, way into the future. We've got a lot of wells. We still have about half of our budget, entire budget, that's being deployed to the Bakken every year. People have been thinking it's over for a good while, but a lot of development yet to be done in the Bakken.
What are the challenges? What will hold back the Bakken as you look at where your assets are deployed?
You know, we've overcome many of the challenges. First of all, it's a long ways from market. And, we've got sufficient takeaway capacity for both oil and gas now. So we've overcome a whole lot of challenges in the field. And basically, knowing how to develop the rock itself, that was one of the big challenges, break the code. Not everybody thought we could do it, but we did, and it's, of course, turned out to be a tremendous field.
There's an effort underway to crack the code of carbon capture now. What role do you see that, especially in North Dakota, with having the pore spaces we do and the salt caverns that can be built to store it? How do you see that changing the game, Harold?
Well, it's there again. That vision took place a lot of years ago, and began to develop. I think this state's first of all business profile is the best place anywhere in the U.S. that you could operate, and then certainly that led to what else could be done, so the work began with carbon capture, decades ago. It's amazing when you look forward and think what if and develop it.
Many people see you as America's oil champion, of having been bully for American and domestic energy production for a long time. The headwinds of the federal government now wanting to beg OPEC to drill for oil and take off options of domestic oil has to be hard to watch happen after 4 years of being in a position of America first dominance. What tell me, you know, how hard that is to watch happen in this quick of time that it's happened.
Well, it's almost impossible to watch it happen. You know, it's certainly failed policy, and you know, rather than deal with you know, the group of price takers that are producers in America, they elect to go over and deal with the price setters, if you will, the cartels, and so it's got it's got it entirely backwards. And, you know, it's not good policy. It's failed policy. And we're seeing the outcome of that right now.
What's the way out?
Well, the way out is to do what's right. And the way out is to, you know, go ahead and set their policy right, you know, lift the, you know, the mandate on permitting federal leases, and let that go forward. You know, it's and removing harmful regs and not applying any more harmful regs on the industry.
Do you see that happening under the Biden administration, or is it a matter of just waiting this team out?
They're going to have to change. They're going to have to change. They're going to be forced to. They're there. You know, they want to blame high gasoline price on someone else. That there's no one else to blame. It's their own policy. They did this in 1 year. 1 year flat.
Amazing. Continental Resources more and more into gas production as well, and the public markets are rife with all kinds of, you know, ESG and holdbacks from you. Talk a little bit about, for instance, right here in North Dakota, the efforts underway to bring Western gas to the east so that it doesn't hold up your production. Because right now, the flaring regs are ultimately going to slow down oil production, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's we have good takeaway capacity, but you know, if they need gas in the eastern part of North Dakota, you know, there'll be pipelines built to take it there. So that's what happens. You know, if you feel the need.
How important is that to keeping oil production growing?
You know, it's we have good takeaway capacity now for natural gas in North Dakota. It's been a, you know, nobody out there venting gas, and our flaring rules are they're good. You know, we're putting our gas down the line, and most operators are, so we're not wasting anything. It's just if it's necessary and needed to have gas in the eastern part of the state, it'd be built.
Oil hit $100 a barrel this week, obviously affected by the Russian war in Ukraine. What does that mean for your business right now? What do you see happening as a result of that?
There was a little bit of war premium earlier in the week. You know, went to $100, down back to 91, 92, where it was before all this took place, before the invasion started. So, you know, we're in a good price regime for the work that we're doing.
You talked to the students today at the University of North Dakota, most of them petroleum engineers, and really gave them an encouraging message about the future, to stay a part of this industry, even though there's obviously all kinds of signs, as there always are, of trouble on the horizon. How is it that you're able to deliver such a positive message to these students?
You know, there's always been clouds on the horizon. It's never been a clear view. So, you know, you just have to keep the faith and be strong and know that there's going to be a future for what we do, hydrocarbons, oil and gas, out there a long time in the future. And I believe it, and I'm sure that they do too, or they wouldn't be here.
Well, where's Greta Thunberg when you need her? Huh? She doesn't believe it there, Harold. But yeah. What a great man.
Done some incredible things here in North Dakota. I think I'd ask your question. So why is Biden destroying the American energy industry?
Good question.
I think I might have the answer. We might talk about that later in the show. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up right on here. What's on your mind?
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com. And just on their website, I was just looking, and they've got great coverage, great plans, great phones, all of that. But what I love is the conservative causes and the Christian causes that they support, from wall builders to Turning Point USA to the NRA to the Institute for Free Speech. You know, last year, Chris Berg, Patriot Mobile gave more than $500,000, over $500,000 to their causes, and their goal this year is to double that. So there you go. I thought, that's amazing. And, of course, switching is super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com. You can find out more. There's all great plans.
PatriotMobile.com. Mobilizing freedom at PatriotMobile.com.
Ooh, I love that. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Let it ring, let it ring, let it ring. Larry and Mina, we'll get to you in just a moment. We're going to get to our guest here first. John Hinderacher, always great to have him with us. He's the president of the Center of the American Experiment over there in the great state of Minnesota. John, welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Very well, man. I got
we just got to get this, you know, we're new. John. It's Monday. We've never done this before, John. So.
Sorry about that, buddy. Welcome back.
John, I want to ask you because we're talking. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm coming to you from the free state of Florida. I'm on a balcony in my hotel looking out on beautiful water and homes and a sunny day in the 70s.
Boy. All right, so thanks for being with us, John. We'll talk to you again next time.
can you feel the freedom in the air there?
I'll tell you something. As a matter of fact, you can. I mean, I'm in Naples, which is a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's hopping. You know, people are out. They're having fun. I haven't seen a mask since we left the airport. And, no, I mean, Florida's doing very, very well.
I know you like to focus on Minnesota, so we'll maybe get there in a moment. And today we're asking people, let's talk about tomorrow night's State of the Union address. What is the State of the Union? And what's, you know what, I'm going to just leave it at that for you. What is the State of the Union? What do you think Joe Biden should say tomorrow night?
Well, what he should say is, I've changed my mind about everything, and I'm going to do a 180 and start implementing smart policies. I mean, that's what he really should say. Of course, he's not going to do that. You know, the reality is that the State of the Union is tough. You know, our economy is not doing well. All of the policies of the Biden administration tend to suppress economic growth. We're seeing this ridiculous irony where Joe Biden has done everything he can to prevent America from producing oil and gas, and instead buying oil and gas from Russia, giving them hundreds of millions of dollars, which Putin puts into his army. I mean, there may never have been a stupider policy implemented by our federal government. I'll tell you what Biden will do. I mean, what he will do is the opposite of what he should do. He'll say that things are going great, and he'll talk about how so many more people are working now than were working a year ago. Well, yeah, that's because they stopped these stupid COVID shutdowns that closed down our economy and finally let people go back to work. But that's the kind of nonsense that he's going to be peddling.
Well, that and the John, that and the stimulus money, the extended benefits. I mean, all of that worked into a perfect storm for labor, and you know what? He can tout that, but he doesn't even have that. But that's where he can go.
Well, he can. You know, that's a great, great point. You know, the government, you know, Democrats always try to buy votes by mailing people checks. You know, it's a tried and true tactic, I guess. But the reality is, most people don't want the government to mail them checks. Most people want to resume their normal lives, get back to work, and have productive jobs. That's what people want. And it's not what the Biden administration is doing.
Not at all. As we know, the show is called What's on Your Mind. We want to bring in a caller from Dickinson. Brian, we got you for a short amount of time here. What's on your mind, sir? Can we bring him up, Kev?
Yeah, my bad. Brian, go ahead.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, what's on your mind?
It's not a quick question, but I'll throw it out there. I'm sitting here wondering, what is the purpose of the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, trying to destroy the United States?
Great
I'm
question.
Frustrated.
So I have my own take on that.
Hi.
And Brian, I don't mean to cut you short, sir. We just got a limited amount of time with John. So, John, I was going to ask you kind of a similar question. Like, why do you feel the Biden administration is destroying American energy? I'm curious. Like you said, you look at the policies, all they've done is been destructive to America. Why?
Well, they don't call it destroying America. They call it radically transforming America. That was Barack Obama's phrase. They want to radically transform America. What they call transform, you and I call, and our caller calls destroying America. It's absolutely true. They want to teach our children that America is an evil place with an evil history. They want to destroy our energy industries and get electricity from windmills.
But why? Why do you think that is?
Well, they have this whole agenda. I mean, you know, they want the government controlling our lives. They don't like economic growth. They don't like people getting wealthy in the private sector. You know, they want green energy that exists only by virtue of government subsidies and mandates, so that it's entirely under the control and at the mercy of government. And you see that across the whole range of their policies. They want government running everything. They want, you know, power to the bureaucrats instead of power to the people. And they call it radically transforming America. We call it destroying America.
I would say look at what they did to the NRA, and that's what they're now trying to do to fossil fuel companies and oil companies. That's my point of view on that. John Hinderonker from the president of the Center of the American Experiment. John, great to see you. Enjoy Naples, my friend.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.